Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Still doing it, John.
And this is our last segment with TJ, but I want to give the full title again. TJ Hatter, who was the Long Island Director of Intergovernmental Affairs, the Office of New York State Attorney General Letitia James. And it really, I mean, this has been a wonderful, wonderful time with you. I mean it sincerely. I've heard you talk before and I've been at events with you, but that's not the point. This is running so smooth. You wanted to say something in reference to Bally's, though.
Important. Yeah, I want to clean up and profoundly apologize to Bally's Total Fitness until which time and where complaints caused me to have to retract that apology. But let me just offer the apology right now. I was referencing gym memberships and New York consumers fighting for membership fees, funds, credits, and cancellations. New York Sports Club, I was completely correct on. They are guilty. There is one in Great Neck, so those of you who go there, if you had a problem with them and you have not seen any good restitution on that, please contact our office, www.ag.ny.gov. It was not Bally's Total Fitness who was the other person I should be naming and shaming there. So I apologize profoundly to Bally's and all the good people there. Lucille Roberts, however, I will throw promptly under the bus and then back it up to run over a second time, because Lucille Roberts and New York Sports Club were not honoring the executive order, which we are empowered to enforce. And so we took action to protect New York consumers, fighting for membership freezes, refunds, and credits and cancellations from Lucille Roberts and New York Sports Club. You can print that one.
And Bally's now should be sending you a thank you for a good plug, because they've been doing it correctly, which is very nice.
So this recording, are good people, and I apologize.
That's fine. That's a very good thing, and I appreciate that. You make a mistake, you fix it. That's all there is to it. We talked for a second, and you gave me the answer, but I didn't write it down. In reference to people being taken advantage of from an auto perspective at this point in time, you go into a shop, obviously, you're nervous in the first place, you know, to take a car any place, I think, get an oil change or something, but then all of a sudden when you get gouged, and you wouldn't know it. I don't know if I get gouged until my partner tells me, John, right. What did you pay? You're out of your mind. What's the recourse on something like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of those sorts of scams. They also come in the form of home improvement scams too. And those, I will be very honest, as I've done throughout this conversation, I'm not particularly handy. So these are scams that could work on me. But what I hope for a fact is that, you know, in terms of somebody knocking on your door and saying there's a problem with your roof, thank them for that information and then move along with your day. And then if you actually think there's a problem with your roof, you can call 311, you can call the Better Business Bureau, and you can ask for a recommendation to get somebody good to give you a second opinion. So that's for home improvement scams. To answer your question on cars, if you think you've been defrauded, if you think that anything has happened, our office is the right place to go. We do car lemon law. We had mediation sorts of issues with that. So again, I'm going to say it for the 9 millionth time, so forgive me for repeating myself, but for those just joining, www.ag.ny.gov, if you go on there and file out a consumer affairs complaint, you will find that we're very good with cars. So actually, and this goes back to a question Otto asked in an earlier segment, in terms of where's the right place to go for certain complaints. On cars, you come see TJ.
Okay.
And you come see Tit. That's where you come to the AG's office.
Perfect.
The only thing I want to flag, though, is that if it's not COVID related, my folks are buried. Everybody's working from home in all different parts of the state. And so it's just important for everybody to know that in terms of triage, we are so consumed with so many things going on in terms of COVID. So that if it's not a simple issue, because as Mel Brooks said, you know, I cut my finger, it's a tragedy. You fall in a manhole and die, it's comedy. But if it happens to you, it's very personal to you. So I get that. So if it's happening to you, I would say I'm going to ask for your patience if it's not COVID related, because the amount of COVID related stuff that we're seeing is just off the charts. And my folks are buried, and I am too. but I don't care. I like working, and I like working for you, and I'm earning my money every day and aspiring to do so every day.
You, one of the areas that you see a lot of ads for right now is the environment of your home and how they can fix it as far as COVID is concerned. Sanitizing, cleaning vents, doing this, doing that. And I have to question the legitimacy of a lot of that, to be blunt about it. I just don't see where they can just clean everything by just going with a spray. You have no idea what they're using. Is there any activity in that area?
Well, so I want to make sure I'm very careful and be more careful in terms of choosing my words here. Some of that could be good marketing in terms of we'll make sure your house is clean, and a clean house is a good defense. There's nothing legally actionable from our office against that. However, to go back to the first segment, if someone's coming to you and saying, I'm going to clean your house and there's no way you're getting COVID after I leave here, that person's lying, and that's a scam. And whatever they're spraying is probably water and seltzer, or, you know, it's probably the vodka tonic they had that morning before they came and saw you. So it means nothing. So if you know, a clean house is a good thing. And so, and again, but scammers use ripped from the headlines. COVID's the headline. So, but there's a difference between a scammer and marketing. I think that what you're alluding to, Otto, is more of the scammer persuasion. Not, you know, having your vents cleaned is not going to prevent COVID from getting to you. It's not. Having your vents cleaned is probably a good thing. It's probably going to protect other things in your life, but it's not going to protect COVID even in and of itself. The difference, though, is one of degrees, and I would need more facts to make a more definitive statement.
So if you're in the mood for cleaning your house, if you will, probably best to deal with a legitimate company who's got a good record with the Better Business Bureau or whatever.
Yeah, that's good.
You know,
but the only thing I would, and the other thing, but the thing I would say about that is, just especially because we're speaking to an extremely vulnerable population, and I said this in our first segment, is if your grandchildren or your children are pestering you about not letting other people in the home or whatever, there's a very specific reason. It's because you know, it's like having a, and I like cats, but it's like having a stray cat. You don't know where they've been. So if you're going to have somebody that you don't know come in and offer to clean your house, they might leave it dirtier than it was before they got there. So I'd be very hesitant to have somebody there right now. And that's not to disparage that industry. I'm sure a lot of those people do amazing work. But I would use extreme caution before indulging in that.
Okay.
You know, all those type of things, while they're important, right now, I believe if you can avoid it, you should. I don't want extra people in my house right now. You know, one thing is, and I don't know the rules on this, obviously they're available. So maybe a painter or a rug cleaner or somebody has obviously more free time and is looking to get business. So I don't know which ones though are permissible to come in, to be honest with you. I don't know if there's regulations on who's allowed to come into somebody's house right now, or since it's my house, I can do whatever I want. Is there some regulation?
It would be in the executive order in terms of essential businesses. There are, but that order is evolving, obviously, as different parts of the state are reopening. And Long Island, as it stands right now, only meets 5 of the 7 criteria. It was 4. I think we got back to 5 today to reopen. So in different parts of the state. So, and that's actually helpful to point out. So if you live here on Long Island, but you have relatives in Erie County in Buffalo or in the Finger Lakes or someplace in Rochester, and they're opening and they're going to go out on Memorial Day and they're going to go out on the lake and they're going to have a good time, and you're going to go, well, why can't I do that? There's a very specific reason. It's just because we don't meet the criteria right now. It's not safe here. And any reading of the numbers, I put together a briefing every morning for the Attorney General personally. Every morning I brief the Attorney General on what's happening on Long Island at 9 a.m. sharp. And the numbers are the first thing I have to read, and they are staggering on how far behind we are in terms of cases. I also think that's a testament to how good Laura and Steve are, Laura Curran and Steve Ballone, our two county executives, in terms of being aggressive with testing. I think some of the other upstate folks are not as good with that. I would also encourage everyone to get a test. I would also let everybody know that those tests should be free and no one should be charging you for that test. That all said,
you're saying they should be free, or they are free?
Oh, they are free. If somebody's that you should get charged for a test, they're lying to you. And you could go to different locations to get a free test. Now, you might have to wait. You probably should schedule an appointment. But Governor Cuomo demonstrated over the weekend what a test is like. You can watch it. You have one of your grandchildren file up the Google machine. And you can watch the video of him being tested so you know what it's like, if that's something you'd want to do. And they can research where it is you could go for that in North Hempstead, where it's close and convenient. But it should be free to be tested, and that's important to know. And everyone on this phone call should know
that. When you say tested, like I was tested for the antibody and was negative. But are we saying testing like the one where they put
that's correct.
The Q-tip up your nose, that's to determine if you actually have it? So
yes,
there's
sir.
Two tests, really. One is you had it. The other one is you got it.
Yeah, so the antibody test, and I'm not an expert on this, so I want to make sure I choose my words very carefully here. The antibody test is being done actually in search of hopefully finding, from a scientific perspective, if there's information they can glean from that to build a vaccine and a cure. The status check test, which is what Governor Cuomo demonstrated, was just to see if you have it. So they are two different missions. So I hope that was.
Yeah, I mean, I had the one that just as part of your blood test. I had a normal blood test, and the doctor added that to it, at a lab quest. So all was well.
I didn't even know you could do that. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yep, that's absolutely right.
I haven't had one. I probably should. I don't know.
It's part of a normal blood test. You don't even know.
I had blood yesterday. I'm having blood again tomorrow. So I give plenty of blood.
I think you need a prescription. You can't just say, I want an antibody test. Your doctor has to give you a prescription.
No, but I
think.
Right.
I think. Okay. I had a prescription.
You know, I go to Sloan. So it's the doctor is doing it for me.
Yeah.
So I should ask her. I should ask her tomorrow.
John's made out of granite. He's a good person. You should get that tested. You might be the cure.
Imagine that. I'll be sitting here. Everybody want my blood. He'll be perfect. One last one, but depending on how many more we get in here. I did hear from a friend of mine in reference to animal shelters and animals. And if this is a far stretch thing, don't go there, that potentially animals can have COVID and you shouldn't be taking pets out of animal shelters now. Did you hear anything about
that? Oh, I got nothing on that. That's well out of my field of expertise. But actually what I would say is one of the encouraging things, because one of the things I do when I brief the Attorney General every morning is I give reasons to be cheerful.
Okay.
And Long Island, despite the fact that we're suffering right now, has given us all reasons to be cheerful. We've been at our best and some folks have been at their worst. But we've been at our best and we've risen very high on this. And one of the things I've been proudest of is how many folks have adopted and fostered dogs in animal shelters. So I would like that person and to take that rumor and to put it politely someplace else, because that's one of the great things that we're doing right now. And it's something that everybody should feel good about and be proud of, because there is no love more pure in the world than a little boy or a little girl and their dog. And with I thank you all for your time.
CJ, that was wonderful. It was a perfect ending, and I'm glad you cleared that up. We've been so fortunate to have TJ had it with us this morning. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.